If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, welcome back to Coolin' Out.
What's up, bro?
It's another week, man.
How you doing?
Barely holding up. I ain't even got time for an introduction. I'm just gonna go right into the rant. Barely holding up. The man is breaking my spirit.
Yeah.
Breaking me down. So we record on a Wednesday. Monday, get to work, 8 o'clock Monday. Stay there till 10:30. Still got to commute home after this. Get back to work, 7:30 Tuesday morning. Leave 9:30 Tuesday. And then get to work today at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Christ.
And only left at, 6:40 because we had to record the podcast. That's it. That's the only reason why I left.
Yeah,
it was gonna be another one, another banger. I don't know. I think people just realized I worked there or something like that. I don't know, but like now everyone got my email just booming. Like everything's high importance now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it, but it's taking a toll on me.
I hear you.
It's like I don't want to go to work anymore. I'm not working for the man anymore. I'm quitting.
Damn, yeah. Bro.
It's been rough, but I mean outside of that. I can't call it. Ain't that what they say? Outside of that, you know, I can't call it. I might be balding soon, you know, all the stress. But outside of that, I'm good. Life is good. Life is hella good, you know? Nah, I mean, this week has been insane, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm just looking forward to the weekend now, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do shit this weekend.
I hear you on that.
Unless we get a pub pass move or something like that, but for the most part, I'm probably not leaving the house. Like,
yeah.
Such is life, though. But how are you, my good friend?
bad.
Bad.
Bad. Not as bad as what I just heard from you, but my week hasn't been much better. Mm. I've been in the office every day, 7:30, and I'm leaving around 6:30, 7. And of course, it's not as bad. So in hindsight,
no, that's still, I gotta count. That's still a long day, though.
But like, you get home and it's like, I don't really want to do anything. My mood isn't the same. I don't really want to talk. I just feel like I'm getting agitated by the smallest things. It's like one of those weeks. I don't know what it is. Like, I just, let me be. Keep your distance.
Yep.
And that's just how it is. Even like now, I hit a wall today, and then, you know, we got to power through and come do this. But like you said, this weekend, I don't really want to do anything but faceplant in my couch and not move. Like, I really, like, this past weekend was fun, but we met up Saturday and stuff. But Sunday comes, it's like, damn, where did the weekend go?
Yep.
It's like, I rested all day Sunday, and I thought to myself, what if I did 2 days of this? If I just did nothing, how would I feel going into Monday? And I don't remember the last time I did that. So this weekend, and y'all know my will is weak, the plan is to treat my apartment like my just hiding out.
Treat like a sanctuary.
That's the plan. It's the plan. It's still midweek, still got two more days of this, so, and it's just,
I committed. So my dad texted me today, and he hasn't seen me in a while. Like, my dad lives in New York City.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in probably 3 months. So I was like, all right, well, cool. Let's do something Friday after work. And now I'm just like,
yeah.
Damn. I mean, I want to see him, of course, but it's like,
it's so true.
I want to see my couch more.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, my mom is like 30 minutes from me, and it's like, these weeks take up so much. These weekdays, it's like, for me to get out of work, you want to like me drop by for like a half an hour? It's,
yeah.
I guess maybe sleep over. But then when the weekend comes, it's like, I don't really want to do much.
Yeah. It's crazy to think like a couple of years ago, we would like get out of work.
Yeah.
Go out. Like out.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, go to work, and do that shit all over again.
I know. It's taking its toll. I need a little reset.
I'm, you know, just how they always say like athletes aren't in their prime anymore.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, he can't do what he once used, like he can't do what he once did. Da, da, da. That's us now.
Yeah.
We like on the tail end of it.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Because out here trying to party, then go to work, I'd be dead.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Thank God for Sunday.
I'd be dead.
Yeah, so.
We had some rosé on Saturday, and you thought I smoked crack the way I woke up.
Where do you thought we drank like 2-4 Locos?
Had the shakes and all.
It was like a nice calm, and then $4 roll. I didn't even get like rowdy or anything, but I woke up feeling like I did.
That was it. Like, I felt pretty calm at night. I was like, oh, okay, cool. We sipping on some rosé. This ain't nothing. I mean, I guess we did have a decent amount of them, but $4, we went a little wild. But even like when I got home and like went to sleep, I felt like pretty normal. Like, oh yeah, cool. That was a pretty chill night out. My eyes opened at 8 a.m. on Sunday.
God, bruh. Oh. Yeah, I'm getting tired of this.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Especially when you gotta like couple that with like these hours.
Yep.
Especially like you, but like me, it's like I can't.
Yeah.
You got these 50, 60 hour work weeks, and it's like you want to like get your me time on the weekend. Yep. But then you wake up on Sunday, it's like, eh.
And that's my issue. So like whenever I work a long day, I always try to get my me time like that night.
Yeah.
And then it's like I try to get my me time, and I look up and it's like stupid late, and then I didn't really get no sleep, and then I just like repeat the cycle again tomorrow at work. It's like I'm like, oh, I don't want my job to take my entire day up. So I try to get some me time when I get home. And that sometimes this isn't the smartest thing at all.
It's not easy, y'all.
It's not easy.
Because I don't want these. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was like, yeah, I don't want these weeks to just be like work mad hours, get home, try to get some gym time, eat your dinner.
Go to sleep. And repeat.
Every single week until the weekend. Like, I need to break it up once in a while.
That's how you wake up and literally you're like 50 before you know it. And you're like, where did my life go?
I can't do it.
Your entire life.
I can't.
Yeah. So, that's my week.
Mine hasn't been. Yeah, I've just been looking. The plan now. Get out of work Friday, not leave until go see my mom on Sunday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's always a bright spot.
Yeah, because even I got things on the calendar. So I'm like, you know what? This is a free weekend. I think I'm going to just take advantage. Mm. So.
Oh. Nah.
What?
I want to join you, but.
No, not even that.
My energy levels is just, they're not peaking at all.
No, I hear you. I hear you. That's in, is that next week? No, that's in 2 weeks. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I wouldn't make that journey if I didn't have to either.
Gotcha.
Next week, I told my lady we do go see a dinner, a movie, and dinner on a Friday. The Saturday, we're supposed to have a friend coming in town. I don't know. That's what that's, but then the following week.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, and then the following Friday. We have a friend whose brother has a birthday party in Astoria.
I don't know that one.
Sebastian, his brother.
He invited us to that?
Yeah, you wanted to like go in on the Facebook invite.
I clicked going?
Yes. Yes. I'm just saying, I gotta stop
committing this shit. But I'm gonna go. Show my support.
Saturday I got that, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind going because we got the pass now.
Yeah.
That's on the checklist, one of the spots by it, so.
That's far, though. It sounds further than what it really is, but
on a Friday after work, it's easier than.
Oh, it's Friday after work?
Yeah, it's on a Friday.
Okay. Then I don't mind going.
So I figure, yeah, and then I could just.
If I get up on a Saturday and go to Queens.
Yeah.
that's a trek.
Then the following weekend free, but it's like, damn, my next two weekends. I hate just having stuff.
That's very surprising.
What?
That I committed to something that far out.
I did too. I was like, oh, a store. I ain't been there in a while.
That's probably what I was thinking too, because I don't like to make commitments too far out.
I haven't made the after work move in a minute, so I don't think I'll. I just need a nice, calm weekend and a reset, because this one, coming off the weekend and this week so far, I want to see how I come back to the people next week, to be honest. And then reassess.
Next week,
because I always hit them nose when I need to. I throw them nose.
Yeah.
I throw some nose if I got to. You got to like tend to yourself first.
So. Yeah, put on that do not disturb.
So we'll see.
Put the phone face down and just.
Oh, no, it got to be in the other room.
Oh, you put it in the other room.
It got to be.
Yeah.
Could you look at it and be like, oh, well, let me look up such and such.
That's exactly what happened. You see some messages and you like, damn, I mean, I really don't want to go out, but.
And I really haven't stayed. I'm jealous of homebodies. Mm. Oh, yeah, I just stayed in all weekend and I've been such and such. I'm like, damn, how you learn that?
How you practice patience, dog?
Who turned you? Yeah. But you know what? I got to get one in. I don't even remember the last weekend like that, so I got to get one in.
Well, the good thing is the weather is changing. This shit been rainy and nasty. So, I mean, it makes it a little easier to stay in, but when you cut from our cloth, that shit don't. That don't really deter you too much. That weather ain't never
fucking
that
ain't
never stopped us. Can't
I know. Stop. I want to nod like, yeah, you know the weather. Unless there's a hurricane.
Yeah, word. And it got to be of sandy level.
Sandy, yep.
Yep, for us to stop.
It's like, yo, I could just run into the Uber real quick. Yeah. In and out. Yeah, just we won't even be outside long.
Umbrella flip inside out.
Oh, my goodness. When it get cold, be like, yeah, but how long are we really going to be outside?
That's some New York thing for real. I mean, like, we really not going to be outside that long. You get right in the Uber, get right out, now, you go inside.
All they that body heat inside.
We good. You're going to get drunk. You're going to feel good. Oh, my God. But nah, I'm definitely going to try to chillax this weekend, man.
Yeah. I don't want to, but I need to.
Yeah. That's what it's like. It's like, I really don't want to, but it's like,
I'd rather just pace the apartment and enter the week refreshed. Cause yeah.
Sunday, I'm going to wake up. If we went out Sunday, I'll wake up and be like, yo, why'd I do this again?
Yeah.
That's exactly how
it's fun in the moment. Be like, yeah. And then you're not 100% Monday.
Yeah.
You're not hurting, but you're not a tip top.
Yeah.
I want to enter the week tip top.
Yeah.
There's a lot on our respective plates. So.
Yeah. This should stay in my blood longer, man.
Yeah.
Wake up.
This is, yeah.
Sunday night, still be like, what the hell?
All right, let me get some more tea.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, let's get into these topics for the day.
Word. Where do you want to start?
Kawhi.
We got that serious. You want to end with the serious?
Nah, let's get that
out the way?
Yeah, let's get old Bogey out the way.
All right, you can.
Now, you got the note. You talking about Bogey?
Huh?
Bogey? Young William?
Yeah, Deadeye.
Deadeye? Okay. Deadeye Sniper. Apparently, he's a sniper with them Quaaludes, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, people don't know what we're talking about. Mr. Bill Cosby himself got sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, in a state prison, for sexually assaulting, I forget the woman's name, Costrin or something like that. No, no, something Costrin.
Adrian Costin.
Oh, thank you. Adrian Costin. Constin. Yep. She's a former Temple University women's basketball team director. And supposedly, he, like, use his celebrity and his Temple alum status to win his way inside, in between her thighs.
Yeah.
Period. And some Quaaludes, I guess.
Yeah, he gave her 3 blue pills that rendered her unconscious shortly after meeting.
How'd she take these pills?
I don't know.
Did he surprise her? Did she say she had allergies? She said, oh, this has been a drill? Like, what happened?
I don't know. That's a good question. This doesn't condone, but I never even thought about that. How did that get in your system?
I'm never condoning anything, but what I just like to question everything. I
got to read more. Yeah, because I just see the statement and what he did, which is horrific. And 3 to 10 is pretty much life at this point for him. And that judge was going hard on him, as he should. But he was like, I don't care who you are. Because they wanted to appeal and have him serve his sentence under house arrest. It was like, no, we don't.
But that's surprising, though. You know, a lot of celebrities don't get treated like that.
I know. Which I'm not mad he's getting treated how he should.
As far as sentencing goes, they don't get treated like that. But his lawyer was, he took it over the top.
Well, his remaining years, he going to be paying them lawyers a lot of money. She won a 60. They gonna keep coming and coming.
Well, we'll see what the appeal looks like. But his attorney, you see his like little soliloquy he gave to the news.
Who, the attorney?
Bill Cosby's attorney.
What he said?
This is the most racist and sexist trial I've ever been a part of. And he said, "I'm not comparing Bill Cosby to Jesus, but you saw how they treat Jesus, how they treated Jesus." And then he said, "This just goes to show how they treat black men in America."
Damn, he pulled that.
The thing is, if you can't just be like so forthcoming when you pull that out. You gotta just, you know, stick with like, you know, a lot of celebrities don't get treated like this, and then throw all the white celebrities' names out. Just throw them out there and let people piece them together themselves. When you just outright go to racist, sexist, and
he disgusting. He doing his job, but you put disgusting.
Jesus in this nigga in the sentence. Jesus?
Yeah, with a man accused of drugging 60 women.
I said, damn.
One of my things when you go up the top, I'm like, damn, how do these lawyers live with themselves?
Easily.
Money, but
it's like, easily. Damn. But that shit is crazy. Yeah.
He is gonna wake up tomorrow, look himself in the mirror, and just go about his day.
Them dirty prison mirrors. Are you talking about his attorney?
Oh no, Cosby. He knows.
Oh yeah, he got some
he dirty. He wake up, look through that one eye and just
wait, yo. He said, look through that one eye.
5 decades of accusations. 60 women.
Do you count all of that, though, against him?
I was thinking this, and it's like, say I'm being conservative, and 10% of them are telling the truth.
Yeah.
That's still crazy. One is crazy enough, much less six. And then if, especially in this case, I don't think all 60.
Think about it from the reverse aspect, though.
What?
What if... Say, okay, so say he did have sex with these 60 women, all under the influence of Quaaludes, right? But let's say...
It's the drugging part.
So let's say the 80% of them were willing participants. Like, supposedly, like, Quaaludes were, like, a very common thing in the 70s, whatever. Mm-hmm. So say 80% of them are willing participants, and he just misread the situation in the other 20%.
That's a lot of misreading. Yeah. That's a lot of misreading.
Well, it's not too much misreading because it's like you shoot, you score, she fall. Like, it's not.
I'm
not making an excuse for him. I'm just saying, like, these are.
That some.
Yeah.
Are consensual. Like, they both took pills, or maybe he might have given pills and.
I don't know if he took any.
That's a good point.
I mean, if he did, it might speak to his state right now.
All
right.
Say that. Oh, that's a good point. Because he seems like he's pretty. And he's being accused. You got to be pretty, if the lady's passing out and you're coherent. So then you nasty regardless.
Yeah.
We both doing drugs and I see you slumped over and I'm like, all right, now's the time. You disgusting. You should burn in hell regardless. This ain't like y'all both drunk and y'all. No.
Like, yeah, you know I like it like that.
She's not moving. That's crazy. Yeah, he should burn in hell.
That's wild as fuck. That's wild.
Because, yeah, you're right. If he taking them, then they just wake up next to each other, just passed out together.
But people have weird fetishes, though. Like, there's, like, is it acro...
Wait, there's people that like to be unconscious while they get...
No, like, is it acrophobia or something like that? Where people, like, actually, like, have sex with, like, dead body remains and...
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, whatever it's called, but...
I don't know that I've heard about that.
Yeah, so this could be, like, a subsection.
Oh, then he should be buried under the jail.
Like, yeah, you'll wake up in 12 hours when I'm done. So maybe he likes that concept.
She said, yeah, she woke up with him assaulting.
So she woke up midway?
Yeah.
He probably mad as fuck at whoever gave him them drugs. He probably, like, you told me she'd be out for 12 hours.
Nah.
And she woke up. I mean.
Derailed her life.
Just not think about
it. That should fuck you up.
Think about it from the other perspective now, right? Woman's perspective. You hanging out with Bill Cosby, you know, whatever. You think everything is just consensual, very casual. You guys are just talking. And then you wake up.
Dr. Huxtable.
And he on top of you.
Pudding man.
Imagine Pudding man.
But like his whole aura, if you ain't really know him.
But imagine that, though. Like, as a woman, like you are just like, imagine we're having a regular conversation right now. Not me and you, but like,
yeah,
a woman, and like you wait, and then the next thing you know, like blink of an eye, you're waking up hours later and someone's on top of you.
Damn. Yeah, she said she fucked them up. Fucked them up. I was a young woman brimming with confidence and looking forward to the future, bright with possibilities. Now, almost 15 years later, I'm a middle-aged woman who's been stuck in a holding pattern for most of her adult life, unable to heal fully or to move forward. Bill Cosby took my beautiful, healthy young spirit and crushed it.
Mm.
He robbed me of my health and vitality, my open nature, and my trust in myself and others.
End quote.
Towards the end of the statement, she said, instead of looking back, I'm looking forward. I want to get to the place where the person I was meant to be gets a second chance.
Hmm.
I should fuck you up psychologically.
Yeah. I wonder if she's going to file a civil suit.
He's a nasty, dirty man.
That's the telltale sign.
Yeah, now that I really remember what this drug could do. And let me be clear. I don't condone this at all. But I forgot that this ain't one of those, like, there's certain drugs if you both, the giver and you both do, you can still just all. But no, this is knocking you unconscious. And Bill Cosby's not being knocked unconscious. Like, he is seeing people being knocked unconscious and taking advantage. And it's just, I mean, even if you give somebody pills and you see them, it's just wrong all the way, bro.
Yeah.
I can't really, can't.
I'm trying, like.
Nothing to say, y'all both under the influence, but yeah. Then, like, no, you can't both. But
then they would never have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. What do you think about the argument that this was common practice, though?
I hear taking them. And I don't know if the three, how I don't know what one would do versus three. Like, I don't know about Quaaludes. The only reference I have with Quaaludes is Wolf of Wall Street. And I see what they did to Leo.
He was lit.
He was, yeah. That's my only reference.
He took one.
I don't know.
Wow.
He deserves everything that's coming to him, Bill.
Yeah,
Cosby.
I mean, I'm sure at least, as you said, at minimum, at least 10% of them are. These accusations.
And that's being conservative.
Yeah, at least 10% are. There's some truth. There's too many people.
Too many.
60?
Yeah. 60 coincidences?
Holy shit. They could live on the edge for real. Yeah, that's crazy. That's.
Dude, 5 decades. I mean, all through the. See?
50 years.
Don't look to these people for anything else but the entertainment they bring you. Don't look to them for, like.
Oh, facts.
God, man.
Yeah, that's why.
All through the Cosby Show.
You got to separate the celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because no one would ever think this about him.
Pill Cosby. That's what Jay Pill told me. Cosby. That's what Jay told me.
It's the same thing, like, with, well, not the same thing, but the same concept of, like, when people found out, like, Tiger Woods was fucking, like, all these strippers and all this wild stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he's still a man, but, like, just, like, his persona and the aura that he gave off into the world, you just would never think that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you fucking strippers? Like, this how you living? Like, you just would never think that about Tiger, you know, in his khakis and polo shirt. Like,
but, yeah, you think it was corny.
Yeah.
Well, you read some of them text messages. Yeah. Like, damn, that's how you giving Tiger? It up.
You are black. Oh, man. But I'm off that shit.
Yeah, in closing, Bill Cosby deserves everything he's getting.
Yeah, he's going to get what he deserves.
And I hope, you know, this lady can move forward.
You think they're going to keep him separated, last note, and in prison, keep him separated from the gym pop?
I do.
Yeah, they ain't going to have no choice.
For his own good.
Yeah. They ain't going to have no choice.
Yeah, in prison, like, you could kill somebody, but if you, like, you're a rapist, pedophilia, they really look down on that shit.
They'll just rape you back, which is, he too old for that. He don't need all that pressure on him.
I ain't going. We
next you subject. Know, next,
yeah, yeah. On brighter news,
he don't need all that pressure on them. We off that.
We off.
We went. Oh, Kawhi.
NBA,
bro. Bro, when I tell you, I watched that video, I'm not even gassing, at least 10 minutes. Like, 10 minutes straight, just kept rewinding it. and dying laughing, like at the top of my lungs, like.
That is so funny.
Let's get some background story. So Kawhi Leonard, yesterday, most NBA teams had their first media day. Mm-hmm. So yesterday would be Tuesday, had their first media day. And for those who don't know, Kawhi Leonard is an all-star small forward, plays for the Toronto Raptors now, formerly of the San Antonio Spurs. Pretty quiet guy, doesn't really talk
shielded
much.
And
shielded from the world, has cornrows, still drives a 1995 Chevy pickup truck. Like, very, very, like, just quiet type guy. So he goes to Toronto now, and they have the media day in Toronto. So he gets asked a question about what does he want people and fans to know about him that, mm-hmm. I guess because he's in a new market. Like, what do you want people to know about him? So first he starts off with, I'm a fun guy, which, yo. Hold on, okay, I gotta get through this. First, he starts off with, I'm a fun guy. And I was like, whoa, like that was a leap right there. Like, fun guy, you quiet as hell. Like, no one knows about you. I obviously love the game of basketball. I was like, all right, cool. And then he was like, well, if you really want to know anything else about me, you gotta ask me. I'm not gonna just gonna go on a spill.
That got me too.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna go on a spill. And then he said, I don't even know where you at right now. And just proceeded to burst out in this. I don't know if you can even call it a laugh.
Do you have it?
The video? No, not a movie.
Oh my God.
I can't even do it. Oh God. We're gonna have to definitely put it on a cool now page though. But
whoo.
He literally...
Nah, his software. It needed an upgrade.
And even the way he stopped, like, he just stopped. And then he's like, oh.
Toronto, be on high alert.
And then you hit a question. So then everyone cut this clip off. But right after that, after the second laugh, when he's like, oh, he says, yeah, just ask some questions. And that's how he ended it. Like, ha, ha. He's like, he's right there. Oh. Then he was like, yeah, just ask him questions. Like,
his software glitch.
Yo, people been calling him a robot for years. And yeah, now
he's proven it.
I was like,
he just got going to laugh for an upgrade.
It felt like so forced. You know how they were saying, like, his uncle like is his management now, mm-hmm. and his uncle wanted to get him in a big market so, like, he can sell sneakers.
We
and,
see
and
why Jordan Brand didn't give you that contract.
This is this, bro. I hate to be the
every
one laughing.
Time I heard it, yo. I couldn't help it. Like, we highlighted how hectic this week was. Yo, every time I heard that laugh,
that was a bright spot. Woo! For me, that was a bright spot last night. I needed that laugh so badly. So badly.
Like, what is wrong with you? Y'all gonna have this killer in the locker room.
And it just went back. And he's like, oh, he's back there. Huh.
They better leave him alone.
Yo.
They say Danny know him, Danny Green. Let Danny communicate yo, anything.
Danny gonna talk in whatever robot language he need to talk in. When he said I'm a fun guy, though, that shit caught me. I was like, fun.
Now we know why. We shielded in Texas. Yo. He gonna do this again. He's not gonna do this again.
Whatever his uncle's trying to do to try to, like, press him potentially to be, like, a superstar, like the face of some brand, it's not gonna happen, man.
Not like this.
Nah, he's too quiet, and if he was trying to force...
Yeah, that laugh is like you just learning human interaction.
Yo, it was crazy. People were going in on Twitter, though. Going in. I love, like... That's the one thing I love about Twitter still. Is
oh,
like,
we got some creatives among us.
Yeah, the best. I literally... Something happens, I'm like, yo, let me see what everyone's saying on Twitter. Like, people be going in, like, quick. Like, 1 minute later. Quick. I saw a lot of the software updates. I saw... Kawhi been quiet so long he forgot how to laugh. I saw a couple of them shits. And then Shannon Sharp was like, this is definitely a guy who got carpet in his van. Like what? Yo. Why they do him like that? Well, he did it to himself.
Why he did himself like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was, and the laugh was just like,
That's a laugh of a very, very sick man. It came out of nowhere.
It wasn't even funny. What you said wasn't even funny.
You know, his sense of humor must be warped.
So you remember, like 3 weeks ago when he was in L.A. playing basketball with LeBron, KD, and a couple of people? I wonder how those conversations go.
They don't.
Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall with, like, they're trying to have a conversation.
Nah, they laugh, but then when he look away, they look at each other like... You that friend.
Yeah, we're...
Nigga crazy. You're a beast at ball, but it's
word.
Like,
he got no personality.
I don't know if I really want him.
He should have started off by saying, I love the game of basketball. And that's it. That would actually suited him better.
Fun guy, man.
I'm a fun guy.
That dude crazy. That being said,
those words don't even go together. Like, I haven't heard
not with him.
I'm a fun guy.
You can't tell by looking at him?
That's crazy. You know, funny, if a girl said that, we just automatically assume that she was like a hoe or something. I'm a fun girl. But he said he a fun guy, so can't wait to see how Drake interacts with him. That's going to be interesting.
Where he just going to be looking.
Imagine Drake sitting on the what the hell is them seats
sideline?
Called? Sideline, court yeah. Courtside, thank you. Sitting courtside, trying to interact with Kawhi.
He just going to look at him. Remember, he used to just stand there with his tongue out? You remember?
Yo,
that was like a baby. That he was getting bored.
He was biting on his tongue.
That's what Pop in San Antonio. Like, yo, I tried to tell y'all. I tried to shield him. Now y'all know. Pop all smiles now.
Yo, Pop probably was in LA. Like, Kawhi, listen.
You sure
when,
you
when they had that? When they had that last meeting, like, listen,
we know you.
We know you. Someone's like you know, you have that like that son with Down syndrome, when you want to like you want to protect him forever, so like you'd be like 50, you still want him to live with you. He 30, like you sure you want to go on this world by yourself?
I can handle it.
God forgive me.
Oh my God!
Oh all God, right. Forgive.
Yeah, with all that being said,
yeah.
He might be the best player in the East, so.
Oh, he's definitely the best player in the East. We'll see. Well, we got to see how he returns.
If he comes back as is.
Yeah. Huh. We'll see.
While we're on the subject of Toronto, I just thought I'd bring up his teammate, Kyle Lowry, dodging calls from Nick Nurse and the GM.
He could do that. They owe him too much money.
Yeah.
All guaranteed. 2 more years. Yeah, they signed him for 3 years, 100 mil. He had 2 more years left. No one else wants that contract. He can almost do what the hell he wants. As long as he shows up to practice and plays.
He misses his friend.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that feeling, though, especially for DeMar.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan. And when you saw the guy a week before that and he told you he wasn't going to trade you. But what you going to do? Kawhi was on the table.
Oh, yeah, you do that every time.
And I mean, like, realistically, like, DeMar wasn't too much of, like, a media socialite either. Like, he wasn't someone that, like, people were, like, looking forward to watching Toronto for.
Yeah, I'm not giving any promises.
I might watch, you know, we get the league pass. I might watch some Toronto games this year just to see how.
Of course, especially in the early days. I'm watching, almost said everyone. I'm watching a lot of teams.
Everyone gonna get some burn. It's, you know what the thing is? There's so many teams that I'm like not even realizing like are teams that I actually want to watch play. Mm-hmm. Like in the West, for example, right? Golden State, Golden State, Houston, at the Lakers, Portland, OKC, New Orleans. I even watched Utah play a little bit.
They're getting a lot of hype.
I think that's everyone in the West that I want to see. I might watch like one Dallas game just to see how Luka Doncic looks. See how
I'll watch one Sun game when Devin Booker come back. I want to
see how like DeAndre Jordan fits with that squad.
Damn, I forgot he was there.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the East is the Celtics, the Bucks,
the Raptors,
the Sixers.
Oh yeah,
the Heat if they get Jimmy Butler. We should talk about that next. The Wizards still an interesting team to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean
they got their big three.
You saw the picture they posted the other day?
Nah.
With I think it was Slam Magazine, where it was like, how far can this big three go? I was like, to the second round, like they always do. He didn't change anything for them.
No. He just brought his back problems to Washington.
Yep. He ain't changed anything.
He an upgrade, but yeah.
But he's more
he
of
didn't
a,
change their destiny.
Nah, not at all. They still second round and out. So if that, the East got a little bit more competitive this year. So we'll see. I mean, I'm going to obviously watch my Knicks depending on who they playing because I just ain't got time for the heartbreak every night.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
Yeah, but Porzingis, he already saying he might not play this season. He planting them early. He not playing.
Good.
He not
going to
play.
Know who to stay away from in fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's Knox's Knicks now.
But yeah, there's just like so many teams that like, there's no way how all these games are going to be nationally televised.
No, they be having some gems. They don't broadcast like every they don't broadcast every Rockets Warriors. I don't think they broadcast it. Like there's always that one. Or they're not gonna like, show all the they might. They love LeBron. They probably gonna show all the LeBron Warriors.
Anytime
games.
LeBron plays in any one of like the top four teams in any conference.
He tops. I think Lakers top the national schedule.
I'm not surprised.
Just for note, this is a league where there are five all
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Stars on one team.
Just for Braun.
And just for Braun.
Just for Braun. And the sad thing is, if God forbid, LeBron gets hurt.
God forbid.
They can't change these schedules. Because they were like, the Knicks, I don't know how the Knicks could be a nationally televised game. That's another story for another day. Like Christmas Day, I don't even want to see that.
They love the Mecca. They playing the Bucks?
I don't want to see it. Don't matter who we playing.
Yeah, we shouldn't be on there.
It's going to be what, Kevin Knox?
I mean, I could, you know.
Last week I named
lounge around on Christmas a little longer.
Last week I named some players on our team, and I forgot that Enes Kanter was there. He's good on offense. That's it.
Cool.
Still a decent player. But yeah, that's it. We suck. Anyway.
We suck.
I say all that to say that there's some good NBA teams, and I can't wait for the season to start. Preseason starts, Kev, Friday.
What, this Friday?
Preseason, yeah.
Do you know who's playing?
Yeah, the Celtics and the Hornets play on NBA TV at 7:30 Eastern time, and then at 7 o'clock, it's not on TV though. But the 76ers play some Melbourne team.
I was going to say I would locate it, but until you said who the opponent is. That's cool.
Yeah, Hornets and
I missed that.
Hornets and Celtics.
That'd be enough.
I might watch
see
that.
See a quarter of a...
Yeah, I watched the first quarter, see if anyone's playing that night. They're not playing, I'm cutting it off.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to watch no G League players.
When is the... Wait. Monday's the first... The 16th. Mm-hmm. First day of the...
Tuesday.
Tuesday the 16th. Okay.
Cool. Might be tied the next day.
No, I'll stay up for that.
I'm definitely staying up. So I'm definitely going to be tired the next day.
Yeah.
Hey. What do you think about That's not Jimmy Buckets. Who's Jimmy Buckets?
He not Jimmy Buckets?
I thought that was... Who's Jimmy Fredette? That's Jimmy Fredette. What's his name?
I don't know.
Anyway, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler. He's about to go on a rant like, nah, I could have sworn his nickname was this. Jimmy Butler, what do you think about the situation? And Minnesota.
Recall that. I mean, that's plain as day.
Yeah, I did.
I think the only thing I didn't realize was just how good they were when they did play. Like, their record, I forgot he missed like 20-plus games with that. So they were actually good on the court, which I didn't really realize until I looked. Aside from that, though, they never looked like they liked playing with each other. Well, Wiggins and Cat didn't really look like they enjoyed playing with Butler. That
yeah.
Like that was. So when he said he was meeting with management, 1 year on contract, we called it before the news even came out.
Yeah.
We recorded it, so it was.
Yeah, I heard it here first.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to switch with the teams that quickly.
I mean, I'm not surprised, though.
But that fits what he's looking for because you get your thought. I'll share some more thoughts.
No, it's also just like Dwayne Wade is there.
Yeah.
And they're like besties. Like, oddly, they're like really good friends.
Oh, from their time in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. The way Butler give it up, it's like, damn, he the only one working in the league. I ain't gonna lie.
That's literally how he talks, though, as if, like,
you question everybody's effort.
I sleep here. These niggas ain't sleeping. I mean, these niggas always sleeping.
I'm like, they the only one working.
You know what I think it is? I think that because he grew up in Tibbs' system,
yeah,
I'm sure Tibbs is probably not coaching these guys the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seeing the difference, and he just can't understand like why they can't handle all the pressure and the long practices like he had to endure,
yeah,
to get where he is.
Because I was reminded when Rose came back, they had a little beef about whose team, because mm-hmm. Rose couldn't really handle that. You know, Butler was the guy then. He's like, all right, that smoothed itself out. Butler won. But then one season in Minnesota, he questioned effort, and it's a good basketball situation.
He didn't even question the effort. He said they lazy.
You're right.
That's completely different. He didn't say, like, oh, positive, like, oh, I'm questioning your effort. Negative. You are lazy.
Yeah.
We'll see. I feel like time is definitely going to tell, though. Because it's only, like, right now, Wiggins and Cat are young. So you can, like, you know, be lazy, cut corners and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. still show up to a game and ball out. The older you get, that laziness will show up. Like, remember how they said Shaq, like, never really worked out. And look how fast his career digressed mm-hmm. and how fat he got. And he was always out of shape. Like,
yeah.
When you're younger, you can do all that shit and just show up and, you know, eat fucking 5 cheeseburgers and still be, like, super in shape and stuff like that. When you get older, the truth will show itself.
Yeah. I've never been I'm big on Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Cat. I've never been the biggest Wiggins guy, and I haven't seen it yet. So he's about to be the second option once they trade. He has no excuses. They're pretty much going to, if not split touches, have like an equal share of touches. They're the two.
Yeah.
You got your big and your wing. Like he needs to prove. Like I remember the owner, Glenn Taylor, wanted to meet him face to face and shake his hand and look him in his eyes.
Yeah.
He didn't look hard enough.
Word.
He didn't look hard enough.
I think he did that more as like a tactic. Like he was going to give him the money anyway.
Exactly.
So it's like, and I'm sure Wiggins knew that already. Like he had like, who else was going to come to Minnesota?
I'd be in the mirror just practicing what I'm about to tell him.
Yeah, but supposedly, like, Wiggins was like, yeah, I'll get there when I get there type. Like, that kind of, like, that's how that meeting went down.
Oh.
Like, yeah, it was like, yeah, I'll get there. Like, realistically, he was not going to let him go.
That's the thing. You can't just let that asset.
You got you got one young superstar.
And a young potential
star.
Yeah.
I already knew when Bron didn't want him, I said, okay.
I'm wrong with Bron.
And Bron, I trust.
You got to go.
Only time Bron ever fucked up was when he told...
The Heat
with Shabazz Napier. I'm like, why you doing like that, Bron?
Bron just said he liked him. Yeah, Bron knew what he was doing. We don't like to talk, but yeah, Bron knew what he was doing.
And they went out and drafted him. And he was like,
all right. I mean, I ain't told him to.
I'm gone.
You see the other thing, this miscommunication? Teams don't know who they should be talking to in the organization. Teams don't know. Rather, they should be talking to the
Tibbs or the owner.
Yeah,
yeah, that's crazy. They're on two totally different pages.
That can't happen. If I'm because the last thing I was reading from like well reported, like the Woj's and the stuff, like the owner said, any trades or stuff, contact me. Once the owner says that, I mean that should be it.
Normally, but this is what happens when people are making so much money and it's guaranteed.
Oh.
You pay Tibbs $5 million. Whoa, sorry. $50 million.
He's getting paid $50 million?
Split up over 5 years.
Still.
He's splitting. He's coach and like GM. That's why. He has two duties.
Never worked. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's never worked. So he has two duties, which has been, he had a $50 million contract.
Shit.
So you don't want to be like the Knicks where you, I think we just stopped paying Phil Jackson last year. Like you don't want to be in a situation where you fire someone and you still owe them the rest of their money for
yeah
2-3 years on top of that and have to get another GM and pay that and pay them also. So he has like that kind of leverage in a sense where it's like he's rebelling to a certain extent because he really like loves Jimmy Butler. He wants Jimmy Butler to stay. Yeah. But Jimmy Butler obviously doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, he's trying to get him back again. Yeah, he want to make the playoffs. He doesn't want to coach a losing team.
Minneapolis, Miami.
Yeah.
That's not even a question.
And Butler complained in Miami, I mean.
It's like 80 degrees in Miami. He ain't going to play.
That and the way the organization's run.
Yeah, like, Pat Riley at the top.
They doing body fat checks. Your body fat need to be a certain level. Like, I remember reading when Wade went back. He made it,
yeah.
But he was at the lower end.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not 9, it's like 11.
That's insane.
It's the cutoff. Either one of those, I forgot. But Wade made it from his time in Cleveland, but he had to, like, give his wine Riley and, you know, no more waffles and stuff. Yeah, he had to get his, like, because you're talking about, like, how Haslam, he doesn't even play, and he's, like, at the top of the list almost.
Yeah, that's crazy. Really, Udonis is, like, 36.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, they didn't share. They take a lot of.
He also got more time to do this, though.
Yeah.
He barely in the game. He got more energy to devote to working out.
I don't know what they would give Minnesota, though. And I was reading, they don't really have any cap until like 2020.
The Suns were almost in the deal today, but just got the report from Adam Schefter.
Spooked?
Like an hour ago. Is that the word? Yeah. They want too much. Asking price was way too high.
You got to do that.
Scared them away, though.
You got to aim for the moon.
Scared them away. All right, so say they trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get Jimmy Butler. You still got Hassan Whiteside, hopefully, if they actually ever let him get on the court. Goran Dragic.
They want to trade him. They do not like. They want to give him up, but I heard people don't want.
That wouldn't make sense in Minnesota, him and Kat.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Unless you get a three-team trade popping.
I saw the Kings floating. They want to take on a bad contract
Knicks
for like
take
an asset.
Knicks.
No, we need our cap space.
Yeah, we do. We're going to get a superstar next this summer. Woo! Reach for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings? I don't know if that would work either, though. They just drafted a young.
They said they want to take
Marvin Bagley. He won't play.
A white side, kind of.
How many years he got? 2-3?
I think two more. At 52 combined, I believe.
It's actually not that bad given the new maxes that people got, but it's still bad.
Yeah, he must be.
Especially for someone who's probably not, I don't know, I won't say probably won't contribute because that 1 year he had that breakout year. He was beasting. Yeah, I don't know why Spoelstra don't play him. It got to be something that like literally.
Must be an effort thing.
It has to be an effort thing. Because like all last season he was talking shit to Joel Embiid and then Joel was just beasting on him.
And they like Bam in Miami.
Oh, Adebayo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adebayo,
they're really
sorry.
Big on him. I don't think they want to part with him.
I mean, he's still young. They haven't, like, extended him yet.
No.
Minnesota wants to let go of Gorgui Dieng.
That's the thing, yeah.
They gave him too much money.
Yeah, I think he got 3 more years.
He gave him, like, $15 million a year. I was like, what y'all see?
I thought it would happen already.
People would see my potential like that.
Right?
Huh?
I just sit here.
I just be showing up every day, just trying hard enough just to stay on the team. All you gotta do.
First one in the gym.
Yup. Wouldn't hurt me at all.
Yeah. First in the 15th? We still good?
All those like, you know, usual sports anecdotes they say, like, oh, first one in the gym, last to leave. He's still getting up shots 3 hours and practice ended. He's a good team player, you know, all these things. Oh, I be getting raves about me.
What?
Raves.
Yeah, you know, I'm just over here trying to stay in shape, get my money.
Yep. All summer posting the videos. doing crunches. And then when the game start, sit right down.
Hey, word. I'm not even looking at the coach.
Coach clap a lot. Just be clapping. I ain't even looking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call my number.
Only numbers that matter. First and 15.
Word. Damn.
But yeah, him and it should. I thought it would happen already.
Which one?
His trade.
Jimmy Butler
being traded, but I guess they're not rushing.
I mean,
this is a late time. I don't know why he waited so long.
I guess he just felt.
That was weird.
That's the thing. A lot of teams don't have, one, either don't have the cap space, or the ones that do.
Like, if you really, wouldn't you, when the season ends, you should put some feelers out early.
Who, Jimmy?
Till, yeah. You wait till September.
That's his fault. But I'm
something
saying,
must
like,
must have happened.
Yeah, them, maybe they probably met up and he was like, I just don't want to go to, like, go in his locker room anymore and deal with these guys. Or he probably, maybe
it's
so,
weird now.
Maybe so they work out habits over the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe he was working out all summer and they just was like, mm. But we'll see. I mean, they're definitely going to regress without him a lot.
Target cat in fantasy.
They barely made the playoffs last year.
Dodge Wiggins.
And only because he came back and
yeah,
they had like
that a playing game.
Yeah.
Who they beat? The Nuggets, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a nasty game.
First of all, this is where, so they said last year, game five of round of the first round when they lost to the Rockets, that's when Jimmy Butler took a flight home by himself instead of taking the team plane home. And I was like, at first, I was like, yo, Dan, that's crazy. Must have really been upset. And then my second thought was like, why? Like, did you think I was going to win that series? Like, like why? Why were you that mad? Like, did you really think y'all were going to win? There was
What's that, late April? God.
There's no way they were going
to
win.
And you wait June, July, August. You wait over 4 months later to make this request. You obviously didn't. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
All the teams, they done spent all their money on free agency and...
Or they're waiting for next year.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will trade for him.
I would trade for him even if it's like a 1 year loaner because what he's making like what 18 mil.
Yeah, and I was reading the team that trades for him will get his bird rights.
Yeah,
so he'll get his full 5 year versus a four. And I think the four is 141 versus the five at 190.
Sheesh.
So,
I'm saying I would sign for him. I mean, I would trade for him even if I didn't want to keep him.
I thought he was gonna like get traded to a team he didn't want to go to. So mm-hmm. I was like, all right, Knicks wait. And now I'm like,
you should go to Toronto.
I'm torn. That'd be nice to see.
Yeah.
Cause then they can both leave and then he's still an option for us. Him, Toronto, y'all not keeping them.
Nah. Him, Kawhi.
Y'all got Drake. That's it.
Kyle Lowry, yeah.
Yeah, y'all got Drake and Lowry. Kawhi leaving.
And Serge Ibaka, I guess.
That'd give us a chance. Who we gonna get? You know, we'll do a big thing. You know,
I don't want to think about 2019 yet. Yeah. It's going to just depress me because I feel like a lot of people are going to pass up, and I just don't want to say it out loud, but I just said it out loud. So we'll see how that goes in 2019.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing.
Go ahead.
You think the how many of the Warriors All-Stars come back next season, you think? Well, aside from Curry, because he's locked in.
So how many?
And Draymond.
Draymond's locked in until next year.
Do you think...
Draymond's a free agent next year.
I believe, yeah. No, not this...
2020.
So the 2020-21 season, you're saying?
Nah, 2019-2020. Not the summer that's...
Either one or two. I don't know.
Clay's
not this summer. Because
Clay's
this
a Clay free agent
and KD.
Summer coming up. And then Draymond's the summer after that one. Yeah.
You think they retain KD and Klay?
Depends on the landscape of the NBA. I mean, Klay's talking like he's just going to stay.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
he talking about giving money back and...
I mean, I don't know about that.
He said that people enter free agency to get situations like his. Spot on. Completely agree. I think he will stay.
That's not always true. People enter free agency to get paid.
That's true.
He's potentially talking about leaving $70 million on the table.
Hey, I hope he has a change of heart.
No, I'm saying if it makes him happy, it makes him happy. But, I mean, we already won 3 rings. Like, I'm good. Like, we'll get this $200 million. My career is short.
Yeah, by next summer, he might have 4 rings.
But also, he's in the best position he could possibly be in. Like, because if he goes to another team and he's the second or the third scoring option, that might not work as well as it does with Warriors. Even when he was a second option.
Come rock with Big Bron.
Even when he was a second option, though, it worked because he played with Steph Curry, and they both had a similar, like, shooting game.
I don't see him leaving.
He ain't leaving. But KD, though.
That's the one that don't make.
You saw KD follow Russ?
I did.
What's going on?
I don't see that. I do think he's leaving, though.
He ain't getting back.
Because it's like, why not lock in? You could just lock in.
Yeah, OKC can't afford it.
You're in the perfect situation. You wanted to win. You could just lock in right now and get your max contract. He didn't have to do a one-on-one.
Yeah.
We wanted the flexibility.
Where do you think he goes?
I don't know.
But this is the thing. They can't afford to keep him unless he does a one-on-one again.
But this wouldn't have been an option. If he had just re-signed for the max this season.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, so now we're saying now that he's going to be a free agent, he's going to opt out. Him, Clay, and potentially Boogie?
I don't think they can, I know they can go over the cap. I don't think, if they wanted to, they're not going to.
Yeah.
Because it's just too much at some point to sign.
You can go as much as you want? I don't think so.
Go over the cap? Yeah.
As much
it's
as you want.
It's the repeated tax that will just accumulate. The luxury tax will just build and build, and then you have Draymond.
That's
coming,
true, and at a certain point, you're
facing historic.
Yeah, like, and you'll probably be losing money. Yeah, because you.
I don't know. I don't. Billionaires in San Francisco, and you got. I don't know. I'm not saying it's a lot of money, but you're also making a lot of money.
What I'm saying, like how much? I'm saying, depending on your ticket sales and all that stuff, then that stuff has.
Well, they're gonna sell out.
Yeah, I know, but. It's not an NFL stadium. It's an NBA arena. You only got like 18,000-19,000 seats.
Yeah.
But then again, you got booths and suites and things of that nature.
I gotta read up more on the stadium. I gotta read up what their revenue has been.
They move into a new. They move into a new arena in 2020, right?
Yeah.
They move into San Fran, the Chase Arena or something like that. These niggas got money.
Hey, we'll see. Yeah, we can do like a big NBA. But yeah, season's coming.
I think if anyone is most likely to leave, it's gonna be Boogie.
I don't think they would have to, like, the way his contract, because he just signed a 1 year, I don't think they could, it's not like they could just go over the cap with him. So I think he's definitely leaving.
Yeah.
And once he get his ring, he going to bounce.
Yeah. He definitely going to get a ring.
Celtics.
Celtics look good.
I'm praying they win.
I hate to pray for a Boston team, but.
I know, but.
I just keep looking at them. Keep checking their roster every day, making sure everything's good. No one left.
No one left. Stay healthy.
Yeah. Young Kyrie and them.
Clay acknowledged them.
Yeah, no
choice. Somebody asked, like, what one team, you know, is formidable and what. He could have said the Rockets. He's like, yeah.
We beat them.
Celtics, yeah.
Celtics, but the Celtics are better. On paper,
I got the Celtics.
Celtics look better than the Rockets.
I think they took a step back, so.
Because they also are solid defensively. More young talent. You got Kyrie, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Horford. You still got Rozier on the bench. Rose, yeah. Smart. Marcus Morris.
Damn.
That's your eight. That's a sweet eight-man rotation.
We shall see.
I'm going to have to pick someone up from Boston.
I know. That's where my mind goes. It's like, damn. It depend on my pick, so
yeah.
None of them getting the first. I can't take none of them first.
Nah, ain't none of them getting the first.
Where you land on, yeah. Even still, yeah.
No,
in the first 10, nobody should be taken.
No, I took Kyrie last year.
That made sense.
Yeah, because I thought
he was just the two, and it made more sense when he got injured. But yeah. Then he got it.
But I thought he was gonna ball. Remember that was last year he left.
Oh
Cleveland.
Yeah, we thought the scoring title
was
about a given.
To get 30. Boy finished with like 23. I said, oh. Every night I just kept checking the stat. Like, oh, okay. You coasting tonight, I see. You taking it easy? All right. Then the knees were shot, and I was like, all right, there goes my fantasy season.
Oh, damn, we got a draft that weekend. Talk off wax.
You going to talk off wax.
Yeah, I was highlighting my week. I got to make time for that. Figure it out.
I'll find the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do like a big NBA episode for the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to cover. But I just wanted to close. Nothing was the same. Drake's third studio album just turned 5 years old.
Huh.
A beautiful five. healthy five.
Age well.
Age to me, more wine than milk, in my opinion.
Goblets of wine.
But What do you think of it? What do you think of the album in hindsight?
Was that 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Not his best work, but it's up there. It's a good album. I enjoyed that album.
Top what for him? In your
How many albums he got?
Albums 5?
He got more than 5 albums for Love It.
Classified as albums? It's like Thank Me Later, Take Care, Nothing Was the Same, Views, and Scorpion are the ones classified as albums.
Drake only has 5 albums? Wow.
The other ones are like mixtapes, classified as mixtapes, and the one playlist. You can count them as, if you just want to do his bodies of work, we could do that too.
I got that kind of time, but Nothing Was the Same. Out of the 5, I'd say.
Or just in general, his body, top 3 project, top 5.
Top 5 if you count all of them. Yeah, I would say top 5. You got to think about the time it was when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
The music that was on there. Yeah, I'll say top 5 out of all of his projects. Yeah. You think it's better than Scorpion?
I'm kind of tempted to say that. I'm kind of, when I think of how cohesive it is, mm-hmm. like I really don't have to, it flows really well. And aside from 305 to My City, which I could still listen to, but it gets to skip often. It's a really, really, really good and concise album.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about all the bangers on Take Care, whew. Which is like almost 20 tracks. Well, that's I could really listen to the album top to bottom, which is even hard to do.
That's in a class by itself.
I skip more songs on Scorpion than Take Care. So when I think about it like that, yeah, I think Nothing Was the Same.
I love Take Care.
I mean, yeah. That's my favorite Drake
yeah,
album.
Yeah, I love Take Care.
Probably my favorite Drake project.
Yeah, I love is. Take Care.
I do too.
I think also because like
that
think,
shit is Asian.
Think Me Later was like, all right, yeah, this is cool compared to like all the buzz that came around that time from Drake. I thought Think Me Later was about to be like on some next level shit. It was cool. I really
and it was in terms of like the people and you see the producers all yeah, the names yeah, associated, yeah. but it's like.
As far as
a
like
overblown like blockbuster movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like as far as the actual content, the feel, the project. It was like, yeah, this is cool. But the way y'all hyped this up, like this is about to be like one of the greatest albums of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Then that boy got back in that lab.
Ooh, and really got in his bag.
It came out with Take Care. I said, oh.
Damn, I'm gonna be crying on the train home.
I said, oh. And that was a real, you gotta think about the time too. 2011.
That dropped when I was abroad.
That's when he started like taking that singing / rapping to a whole nother level. I said,
"What's this?"
I said, "Oh, yeah, oh, yeah." Take Care is like definitely. I can reference back to that.
I would put that, but I do love. I think we had Austin on an that episode like last. Whenever we had him on,
mm-hmm.
and he reminded, and we were going through the track, and I was just like, "Damn!" And it's like it's really. A project where there's hardly any skippable songs.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to really...
Especially when there's 20 tracks on it.
No, I'm going to Nothing Was the Same now.
Nothing Was the Same. Deluxe had what? 16?
16.
Yeah.
Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just do the retail, and even including the deluxe, it's hard to... It has probably his best intro, Tuscan Leather.
That shit's fire.
One with Jay. I've heard this thing too much.
What's the one with Jay? Poundcake?
Poundcake. Yeah. Paris Martin music too. Too much. Started from the bottom. Wu-Tang lyrics. Worst Behavior.
Started from the bottom. I remember like just feeling like that song was so forced when it came out.
I know. The language.
And then it grew on me.
Hold on. We're going. Damn. Connect. Yeah.
How does he make all this music?
This might be my. That's probably my top 3. I got to revisit when we did that Views episode where I ranked it. Right now I have to say. I can't do a full ranking.
It's yeah, nah, I take too much energy.
I would say just, especially in this day and age, what he's doing. I don't think we're ever going to get a concise project like that.
Because
I remember he was talking about 40 challenged him to make a concise project. That's why, like, the retail is just 13 songs. That's an easy listen, nothing skippable.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I think it's aged very well. I must say it's aged very well. Really strong raps. Good balance of raps and singing.
Yeah.
Not that much. There is singing, but not that. There's a lot of rapping. When I'm looking, Tuscan Leather all rapping. Furthest Thing, a blend, good verses. Started from the bottom, it's like all rapping. Wu-Tang. Worst
Behavior. There's some singing in that in Wu-Tang.
Where?
I just love when I'm with you.
Yeah, this shit oh, a little, ten. But
like, what's that? It's a little bit.
Yeah, a little. Hold on. Singing. Connect is. I don't even know. I think that's singing. I guess.
Tell me, baby, it's your.
The language.
Make sure I get my Drake playlist popping on the way home.
Too much. Damn, I'm definitely gonna visit my parents.
Are you
now.
Good, bro? Nah, they gotta put some eye drops in. Context drop.
Yeah, I'm gonna touch that when I'm on my way home.
Touch that on the way home.
That's the thing. It's another quick. It's probably like an hour listen.
Got some other Young Money news though.
Oh yeah, in closing. Yeah. Oh, first of all, happy birthday. Nothing was the same. yeah, this weekend, this Friday, all of a sudden. If you had told 16-year-old Kev that a Kanye West and Lil Wayne, damn, imagine seeing us in high school and being like, yo. In like a decade, Kanye West and Lil Wayne are going to be dropping albums on the same day. And you might get around to it the following week. What would you tell yourself?
Nah, you tripping. Nigga. I'm going to say, what's that shit tonight? Well, we're probably going to get a bootleg CD. But yeah.
Damn. Nah, I'm going to check them out on the excitement.
Which one are you going to check out first?
Carter 5.
All right, cool. Same.
Because I really haven't heard anything from Wayne and Kanye's last outing was.
Yeah. Definitely check out the Carter 5.
The optimist in me is hoping that Kanye's seen all the feedback. Mm-hmm. I know Ye, so I think like over 200,000 first week, but I don't know what the cumulative sales are, but.
Yeah.
He got to know. I hope he's seen the feedback. It's not his best.
Yeah, but sales aren't always the telltale. Signs.
No, I agree, but you can talk yourself if you're depending on the artist you are.
Yeah.
With somebody that put so much attention into his albums prior to that.
Yeah.
I hope.
Surprised he dropped another album so quickly.
That's the thing. How much attention did you really, after a summer of you put your album out, but then you produce, you help with 35 other.
That's so everything this summer. So,
I don't know. But yeah, he's going to be on SNL this week as a musical guest, so that. Probably performing new stuff, but yeah, Wayne, I am intrigued.
This has been in the works since 2013, 2014. Carter 5.
It was supposed to. Who knows when he started on it? It's supposed to drop in 2014.
Yeah, so
because Carter 4 came out 2011.
Damn, Jesus. Listening to the Carter 3 today.
Yo, I was doing that last week when I thought it was dropping last week.
Yeah, you gotta build yourself back up to it.
Carter 3 is dope. Carter 2 is fucking.
Carter 2 was like my first like real introduction.
I remember
like,
going to Best Buy and getting that CD.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
No, it was like my first real introduction to like Lil Wayne. Rather than like, you know, listening to songs that people told me listen to, it was like my first album I actually like listened to of Lil Wayne. And just being like, yo, wow, this dude really is nice. Because Dow used to tell me all the time, like, listen to Lil Wayne, listen to, like, Ludacris, like, all these random, like, artists. And I was like, nah, nigga, I'm from New York. I won't give a fuck about these southern niggas. I won't hear that shit.
Yeah, I had a friend in high school who was like, yo, Wayne got next. Wayne is next. I was like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
that kissed his daddy on the lips. Nah, I'm good.
See it. I think he sent me, he did this freestyle for what, back when BET had, if it, not Rap City, something, The Booth. It might have been
The Cypher. The thing with Big Ticket, not The Basement.
Maybe The Basement. But he wasn't in the booth, though. He was sitting on the couch.
Oh, with Big Tick.
But I checked that. But yeah, Carter 2, where he ripped the same beat 3 times. Mm. Shooter. I'm a D-boy. There's so much heat on that. But yeah, Carter 3 got the hits, too, though. That should have let the beat bill. Mr. Carter.
Mrs. Officer.
Mrs. Officer. Damn. Nothing on You, the one with Fab and Jewel. Misunderstood. Damn, yo.
Yeah, he got some shit on.
Shit, I might have a busy train. I might have to do a mix. A Young Money mix. Young Money mix. Carter 4 was cool, but I don't really bump that. I maybe have like a. I had to revisit that. I don't really remember that song.
What was that rock album he dropped?
Rebirth.
Missed that one, too.
There's like one song, probably.
Yeah.
And then he had. Countless mixtapes. I forgot how many more dedications we got. He had that title album, Free Weezy album. He had the joint one with 2 Chainz.
I never heard the Free Weezy album.
I never really listened to its entirety. I'm sure there's flashes, but I never. I'm going to check this one out, though. Carter 5.
And... did they release a track list yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I got to find out how many songs on it, so I know what I'm getting myself into.
I wonder how... We'll see when I hear it.
I just prayed it. I prayed in like 23 or something. Because I don't want to give them the skips, man. I want to actually like give you your full attention.
Yeah, I can't go in with an open mind if I see 23. That's daunting. I get anxiety, beloved. You get the shakes.
That's a daunting task. You're like, damn, I got to really sit here and listen to this.
Let me see what Yandy working with after all. 23.
Let's say if Yandy only 7, I'd be like, all right.
I clean the crib to this over the weekend. Yeah. I can't just sit at the desk for 20.
Oh my god. Dang. I'm definitely gonna listen to them this weekend though, so we can like give the listeners a full review or at least our
two
thoughts.
Legends dropping on the same. This has been a year.
Who
bro.
I sell who?
Oh damn. Kanye.
Think Kanye gonna outsell Weezy?
I don't know where
I'm going opposite.
Alright.
I'm going opposite just because Wayne has been gone for so long. And Kanye's last album was just whatever.
All right.
And Kanye done lost some fans somewhere in the world. People don't fuck with him like that anymore.
All right, I got my, all right, deal.
We'll see. Deal.
Bet something on it.
What you gonna put on it?
I drink. Crazy.
On wax.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Make sure I get me a Moscow Mule. Shit that's strong and nice and cost you about $15. Nah, get put in a bigger glass. On cat. Oh man,
yeah, it was fun.
We gave y'all
a good break in the week.
Yeah, we gave y'all over now. I needed this.
This was therapeutic.
Yeah, niggas had me at my desk, about to die, looking at everyone with the killer eyes. Everyone looked by. You all right?
Yeah, man.
You can go back to typing away.
You look shot.
Yeah. You think?
You nailed it.
Yeah. Oh my god, people, thank you as always for checking out the podcast. Rate, share, subscribe, keep supporting. Check us out, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud,
Spotify,
all those places. Y'all know where to get us. Check out the IGTV page, the YouTube page. Got clips and full length episodes on both.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything?
Nah.
I think I hit it all. Y'all know where to find us. Hit us up on IG, all that stuff. Cool Now Pod.
And next week, please, episode 100.
Oh, yes. Next week, episode 100.
And we're nearing the 2 years. They might have coincided.
A massive milestone. I know 2 years is like October something, so.
They might coincide. We'll see.
Yeah. But we've been making moves out here. 100 episodes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we're making moves in the background.
Yeah.
How they flesh out.
We'll talk more.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about the 100th episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Next week on the 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, until next time, guys, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.